Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Teresa Costigan, this is very distressing. When and what happened, Teresa?
Hi, Joe. I was at home on Thursday night around 20 to 10. I got a phone call from a security firm that monitors the senior alerts for elderly people. To tell me that my mother had pressed the button and she'd fallen and she needed help. My man will be dead 12 months on the 18th of this month. I was in shock.
But they rang you to say your mother is in need of help. She's pressed her panic button.
Yeah, they used her name. And my mum had quite an unusual first name, so I knew that they couldn't have made a mistake.
And did, so did they detail the nature of the panic?
That she had had a fall and she needed me. Now, when mum was at home, I often got that phone call because for the last 12 months while she was at home, her sight was very poor. She had Alzheimer's and she often would fall and she'd press the panic button and I could be there in 2 seconds and we'd sort everything out. So I said to the guy on the phone, I said, I'm sorry, I said, this is ridiculous. This cannot have happened. I said, my mum has passed away. Who has fallen? He didn't know. He just took it that when the button was pressed, it was my mum. He didn't ask this lady for her name, for where she was from. So this poor lady was on the floor waiting for her daughter to come. That wasn't going to come because the daughter didn't know this lady had fallen.
Oh, so someone had fallen and had pressed the panic button and was in need of help.
Yes, but
it obviously it wasn't your mother because our fourth anniversary of her death is in just over 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And did it explain how...
I had a very bad sleep, as you can imagine, Thursday night because I was in such a state over this other lady who I don't even know. And I rang the security firm Friday morning, who they informed me that when the panic button had been removed from my mother's house before when she went into her nursing home, it had been given to another family. And all details of my mum were left on it. So this other family were thinking, oh, this is great. I know what a panic button is like. Myself, it was a godsend.
Thinking there's going to be someone
there when mum is on her own. But this family didn't realise that if that lady pressed the button, it was going to contact me.
And
now, they did track her down and she did get help. That's the most important thing and she's fine. But God forbid if that lady had died.
And you see, you couldn't sleep, but not just overly upset about being told your mother, who's been dead nearly 12 months, was in need of help, lying on a floor somewhere. But the fact that you were thinking of the other person, when did you discover that the person who's now wearing your mother's panic button, so to speak, legitimately, but the details weren't changed, which struck me as being fairly easy to do, to do. Yeah. And what did the company say who run this service?
The company, when I rang them and I spoke to the manager, I said, I know with all this GDPR, you can't give me any information, but just tell me that lady is okay.
Okay.
And he said, yes, she got assistance and that they are doing an investigation into it. But what I just want to make people aware of is if they get one of these things put in for their elderly relative or neighbour, to check it, to press that, there's a button on the box that's put on the wall that connects to your phone, that you can kind of check it, like a fire alarm, that you do the little check every month to make sure that all the details connected with the button are for the proper person.
I don't want
anybody to go through this, but
That's a very good point.
You know, and I don't think people are aware that this can happen because I wasn't aware that this could happen.
And especially to get news that someone who you know to be dead is not dead. Obviously, that's the whole assumption, is really distressing. Really distressing.
Like, to be honest with you, Joe, when he said mum's name and that she had fallen, I was up off that sofa in 2 seconds, heading for the front door.
Yeah.
And then it just suddenly clicked. Why? What is he talking about? Your mum isn't with us anymore.
Yeah.
I was so upset to think... I think it was the fact that he said her name out loud. You know, that she was in trouble and I couldn't help her. It shouldn't have happened. Yeah. It did happen, but it shouldn't have happened. But I'll get over my upset. It's the fact that lady was on the floor looking for help. They were able to contact her. Luckily enough, she was lucid enough she could tell them where she was and who she was. But if she had gone unconscious, how would they have found her? Would they have found her in time?
Well, you didn't know where she was. I presume she's not living in your mother's old accommodation.
No.
No. That's bizarre. You get the phone call out of the blue to say your mother, who's now dead, unfortunately, is looking for help. Someone needs to get to her immediately. And if that lady who has been reallocated a panic button, but the details were never changed, I presume they've changed now. But if that lady had been unable to say where she was...
Yeah, how would they have found her? Would they have found her?
Well, they would have gone to your mother's old address and discovered that wasn't there.
But there's no one living in my mum's house. I live right beside her. You know, if they had said to if they had contacted the services, if they sent an ambulance or whatever, they're coming to an empty house. It's not good enough. It's just not good enough.
Actually, when you drill into it, the implications are horrific.
There.
But that woman could be lying. She thinks she has a panic button. Her family thinks she has a panic button.
Yeah.
So and it's brilliant, as you know, as you say.
They are brilliant.
So the family are reassured by that. And they assume, if God forbid anything did happen, their relative, that they could get first responders there quickly. But in that woman's case, it wouldn't have been... that woman was thankfully able to give her address.
Exactly. But what I was told was that she was a good 20 minutes waiting for someone to come. Yeah. Now, 20 minutes when you're elderly and you've fallen and you're frightened is a very long time.
Okay, of course it is. We know we've done people lying on the floor for 2 hours waiting on an ambulance.
Well, to be honest with you, Joe, what struck me afterwards was if this was the case that actually had it been my man and they had contacted a different person, my mum wouldn't have been coherent enough to be able to tell them who she was and where she was. And I wouldn't have found her till the following morning. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Okay. Teresa.
People just need to be aware. Check your panic alert button. If you have one for an elderly neighbour or relative, check it.
Okay. Well said, Teresa. Thanks, Neil. I'm sorry about your distress, Teresa, but I'm glad you've turned it to try and remind people of what to do. Okay.
If it can help one person, it would be something.
Okay. Thanks, Teresa. Thanks,
Thanks,
indeed.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.